Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Ash with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast Councilman candidate Ryan Badlon Lumsden, who was charged with murder for allegedly killing his stepfather, has lost his bid for re-election. The candidate was released on bail with strict conditions after a week. Joe Wilkinson has now been declared the winner of the recent election, and Ryan Badlon Lumsden's lawyers are stating that he is pleading not guilty. A $250 million expansion project will be laid out at the Mackay Base Hospital, with the aim of creating 128 more beds inside the hospital and 610 more jobs for staff, with the construction to conclude at the end of 2026. The Women's Health Unit and Child and Adolescent Units will be moved into new and improved wards. This is one of the 11 hospital expansions being delivered under the biggest hospital build in Queensland history. The Miles government today celebrated the commencement of construction. In national news, the National Union of Students is calling for changes to be made on Centrelink payments, as students and apprentices are considered dependent on their parents until the age of 22, even if they aren't. Currently, to be considered permanently independent before 22, individuals must work 30 hours a week for 18 months along with other criteria. The Queensland University's final report found that the current Centrelink dependency definitions force many regional students into a gap year to work.
An engineering issue forced a Virgin passenger flight in Western Australia to turn around mid-air. The flight left Perth Airport and was scheduled to land at Port Hedland at 5:30 p.m. local time, but instead turned around and landed back at Perth at that time. The plane, a Boeing 737, adds to the scrutiny Boeing has been facing over quality and manufacturing flaws on its planes. In international news, a dead white whale has been found off the coast of Virginia in the US. There were only approximated 350 of the critically endangered species left in the world. This death is the 40th whale in an unusual mortality event that has been occurring since 2017. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said these unusual mortality events could be caused by fishing nets and collisions with boats. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, and it's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.